Week 3 coaches shows here on 103.9 KNZA. I'm Quinton Prophet alongside here head coach of the Dauphin West Mustang Girls, Perry Smith. This locker room chat brought to you by Medina State Bank, Farmers Union, Minnesota Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, the girls are on a 5-game winning streak here for the Dauphin West Mustangs after the loss against Hiawatha. 5 straight wins, Mar Hill, Riverside. Since the last time we talked, ACCHS, Linden, and Horton. Coach, real quick, tell me about these last 3 games here for you and your team.
Well, I think we're getting better. That's been a focus of ours is doing that. I thought probably the best game that we've put together has been Linden. On Saturday, I thought we defended really for the first time for 4 quarters. And I was really pleased with that because they're a good offensive team. Maybe one of the best that we've played. I think they were. And we really defended them well. So I thought we did some good things there. Horton, I thought we kind of went through the motions on some things, but give Horton some credit. They competed the whole game, kept competing and kept getting in there and doing some things well on their end. But overall, I feel like we've taken some steps forward, no doubt about it. By no means are we where we need to be at this point, but it's also early in the year. So we don't want to be where we want to, at our best right now. So we feel like we're playing a little better, and that's always important.
Yeah, right there. You mentioned a great defensive game put against Linden, holding the 33 points, but also at the same time, that was your highest scoring game here so far in this season with 63 points. How was that offense in that game, and how's the offense started to click here 6 games into the season?
Well, our offense is predicated on our defense. At our level, it's hard to be a good execution team and be a good team that forces pace, and we definitely force pace, and we play a lot of teams that prepare a lot for our tempo. We want to play fast, we play fast, if a team gets us into a half court game right now, our execution hasn't been what it needs to be. But to answer your question a little better on that, Crandon, we defended better against Linden, so in turn we were in transition a lot, and we made great decisions in transition and attacking them and made it tough for them to defend us. But that's what we're predicated on. Our defense has got to turn into offense for us, and that's something that we work on all season long.
Of course, you got a 5-game winning streak. Trying to make it a 6-game winning streak right here before the break. You got Troy here on Friday, a team that has one of the right now best players arguably in the entire Northeast Kansas League with Harper Wettstein. How are you going to handle her as well as the rest of the Troy Trojans this upcoming Friday?
Well, it's really about us. They're not a league school. They're not a team that we're going to play in the postseason. So it's nothing more than another game. And with the Northeast Kansas League deciding to go to a double round robin, this will be the last time we play each other anyway. We don't put any more into that game than any of the others and really probably put in a little less, honestly, just because they're not a sub-state team and not a league team. But it's good for our, good for our community to get to see them one more time before we don't play them anymore. But we'll go over there and compete and get after it and see what happens.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, we'll talk here in a couple more weeks and we lock and load right back up for the second part of this season. Again, Coach, thank you for your time as always.
All right. Thank you, Crandon.
That was head coach Perry Smith of the girls of Dauphin West, the Mustangs. Again, final game here before the winter break. It's against the Troy Trojans this Friday.